Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akilah Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a second breast cancer surgeon is to be appointed to Letterkenny University Hospital on a permanent basis. Gardaí are appealing for information after a number of homes and businesses in East Donegal were broken into last week. Serious concern has been raised over what's been described as a severe lack of supply of social housing in Donegal while the waiting list continues to grow. And Donegal's newest millionaire has collected his cheque from Lotto HQ. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, a second breast cancer surgeon is to be appointed to Letterkenny University Hospital on a permanent basis. The National Cancer Control Programme this afternoon confirmed the appointment in order to meet the need of patients in Donegal and neighbouring counties, and says the recruitment process is underway. In a statement, Minister Joe McHugh says the new post offers patients and their families more assurances about the care available at the hospital, and praises the work of campaigners including Betty Holmes of Donegal Action for Cancer Care and Noel Duddy of Cooperating for Cancer Care Northwest. Betty Holmes says it's been a long battle to secure today's announcement.
This is great news that we have secured our second permanent breast surgeon for Letterkenny University Hospital. It's been a long battle. We're absolutely delighted. And I would have to say that ourselves and Cooperating for Cancer Care Northwest have worked very closely and very tightly on this. And we had concerns because we got initially, when the second breast surgeon came to Letterkenny, it turned out it was a locum position for a year. Then that was extended, but we have kept the pressure on. So it's a great day, and we should be celebrating this for Letterkenny University Hospital, because Letterkenny University Hospital needed a permanent second breast surgeon, and we do have the required number of new cancer diagnoses per year to justify that. And it's a day of celebration, there's no doubt. And for us in Donegal Action for Cancer Care, we took a deep breath when we got the news.
You have spent many a day facing members of the National Cancer Control Programme, Department of Health officials and others across a table. You were never shy in letting them know exactly what the situation was locally.
No, I have to say, Donal, I didn't sit up there and keep my mouth closed. I am passionate about Donegal, as the rest of the members of DACC are. We make no apology for it. And I have to say, I think that our DACC map highlighting where the 8 centres of excellence are, which we have updated now to include the 8 prostate rapid access clinics and the 4 breath check clinics, and they're all below the Galway Dublin line. So we've made no apology for putting them straight about the needs of Donegal people.
The Taoiseach says there's still time for the British Prime Minister to come to the European Council with credible proposals to avoid a no-deal Brexit. Speaking in Paris before meeting with the French President, Leo Varadkar says the EU needs to be open to any proposals that Theresa May brings forward before the April 12th deadline. He added that if the UK changes its red lines, changes could be made to the Declaration on the Future Relationship. The Taoiseach admitted any extension to the leave date must have a proper objective.
We'll need to consider how we may respond to any request for a long extension, taking into account that will involve the UK participating in the European elections, and we want to avoid a rolling extension, so any extension must have a clear purpose and a clear plan. And of course we'll need to talk about what we will do in the event of no deal, which will be particularly difficult for Ireland.
Meanwhile, outgoing Midlands Northwest MEP Marion Harkin says Brexit is a product of an internal row in the British Conservative Party, in which an elite group of people are acting without any regard for the impact their actions are having on other people. Speaking after announcing her intention not to seek re-election, Ms. Harkin said, in her experience from her days as chairperson of the Council of the West right through to the present, progress in Europe is based on understanding and compromise. She told Highland Radio News that in a European context, megaphone diplomacy does not work.
You can shout about stuff and talk about stuff, but in Brussels, everything is by compromise. You've got to bring people with you. And if you don't know what you're doing, if you can't convince people, then you're at nothing. Over that time as well, Donald, I've got to know a lot of people in Donegal, in different groups, you know, from carers to credit unions to people with disability, you know, to farmers, etc. And it has been a privilege to work with all of those.
As you said, it is a matter of compromise, and sometimes it seems the wheels in Europe work and run very slowly, but you always managed to achieve progress within the system. It must be frustrating for you to look at the way the whole Brexit debacle is going at the moment on all sides in Westminster, and you're sitting there thinking, Laz, you're never going to resolve it that way.
Oh, look, it's shocking to see it. Actually, I read something today, a German European minister was talking about the elites in the House of Commons, and he was basically saying that they have no idea how workers, how ordinary people think, how they live, how they work, how they behave. He called them the silver spoon elite, and it is the Conservative Party that split, and many of them are silver spoon elite. They're not all, but many of them are. It's that split that started this, that drove this, and that's still pushing it in the direction in which it's going.
Gardaí are appealing for information after a number of homes in the Ballybofey area were broken into last week. Two properties in the Blackrock Drive area were targeted in the early hours of Wednesday morning last. Considerable damage was caused to the back patio doors of both premises, and while no entry was gained to one house, a handbag, a sum of money and other items with sentimental value were stolen from the other. Garda Grainne Doherty is appealing to taxi drivers in the area or anyone who may have witnessed anything to come forward.
At 1 a.m. to 3 a.m, so the early hours of Wednesday morning, there was an attempted break-in at one house in Blackrock Drive. There was damage to the lock on the back patio door. No entry was gained to the house, so nothing taken from that house. A short time later, around about the same time, within the same time period, 1 to 3 a.m., on Wednesday morning, a burglary did occur at a house just a few doors down. An entry was gained through the back door of that house. The lock was damaged on the back patio door. A handbag and a sum of money were taken from the house in a money box, and I believe a few items of high sentimental value also. There are locks, you know, specifically for, yeah. There's no, if anybody did see anything, even taxi men possibly may have been in the area that night that would have a dash cam that may have been in and out of the Blackrock estate, you know, check their dash cams to see if they caught anything on them.
Meanwhile, in the Bridge Street area of Lifford, a business premises was broken into and ransacked. A large sum of money was also stolen from Peking House during the incident in the early hours of Wednesday morning last. On the same date, the front door of a restaurant and a window of a beauty salon on the same street was smashed. However, no entry was gained to either property. Garda Doherty says two men have been captured on CCTV in the area around the time of the incidents.
The business was ransacked. Entry was gained in this case through a rear window, and a large amount of money was stolen from the premises. And on the same date, on the 29th of March, between 1 to 2 a.m. approximately, the front door of a restaurant on Bridge Street, also same area, was smashed. It's unsure whether it was an act of criminal damage or whether they were trying to gain entry to the premises, but given the fact that there was a burglary, you know, in the same area in the same night, it's possible the two are linked. They didn't gain entry to this premises. Now, two males are captured on CCTV, and we're appealing for witnesses. If anybody has any information or was in the Lifford area that night, seen anything out of the ordinary, especially these two males that were captured in CCTV, seen them walking down the street or anything, you know, just contact Letterkenny Garda Station on 074 9167 100. And the same night again, unfortunately, Greg, another incident in Lifford, the 29th of March, between midnight to 4 a.m., the front window was smashed at a beauty salon on Bridge Street, also in Lifford. No entry was gained to the premises. But again, anybody that have seen anything out of the ordinary, we're appealing for them to contact Gardaí at Letterkenny.
Meanwhile, Gardaí investigating illegal money lending in County Sligo have arrested three people, including a teenager. A man and woman, aged 46 and 42, were arrested today on suspicion of extortion. They're currently being held at Ballymote and Carrick-on-Shannon Garda stations. A 17-year-old girl, who was also arrested as part of the investigation, was later released from custody with a fine to be prepared for the DPP. Serious concern has been raised over what's been described as a severe lack of supply of social housing in Donegal, while the waiting list continues to grow. In a statement, the local authorities say that a variety of turnkey developments across the county are progressing, while a programme of single house acquisitions are also continuing. It's understood that efforts are also being made to acquire more land for further developments. However, Councillor Jerry McMonagall says not enough progress is being made to cope with an ever-increasing demand. He thinks the council could be doing more.
Like, for instance, in the Long Lane, where 32 houses are to be built, we were told that 4 years ago, and as we stand here today, there still hasn't been a sod turned in the site. There's no houses being built yet. A lot of the other types of dwellings that are being built are apartment blocks. And outside of the turnkey job is still going on in the Ran area, there's very little other housing being built in and around Letterkenny where there's a massive demand. So what I'm doing with this motion is calling the council to implement and put in place a robust social housing policy where we can get more houses, we have control of it, that we're not awaiting on government okay. The government policy is failing. Quite clear to see, and we need to take control of that and need to be masters of our own domain, and we need to help the people who are on the housing waiting list and have been waiting for years.
Construction aside, you did previously mention about acquiring different houses, particularly in the Long Lane area of Letterkenny. Have you any update as to whether progress has been made on that? And do you still feel that, you know, even if the council do actually follow through with those plans, will it make a difference?
Yeah, I think it will. I think there's houses here and we all see it. The people that are Kenny certainly see it, and they've been on to me on numerous occasions, which are lying vacant and have been for a number of years. And what we need is money to bring these houses out of disrepair, refurb them and put them back into the housing market as social housing.
A new friendship charter has been signed between Letterkenny Municipal District and West Dunbartonshire Council in Scotland. The signing took place at a special event in Clydebank at the weekend, attended by Mayor Ian McGarvey and Donegal County Council Director of Service Liam Ward. Catherine Gaffney has more.
In the charter, which was signed at the weekend, both councils undertake to encourage educational, sporting, tourism, economic and individual links between the citizens of the two areas. Municipal District Mayor Councillor Ian McGarvey says there are already close ties between Letterkenny and West Dunbartonshire, the council which oversees many of Glasgow's commuter towns and villages. Speaking at the signing, Councillor McGarvey said the link between the two regions is of important historical and social significance to both our communities. For generations, he added, Donegal people travelled to Scotland for work, with many setting up home and raising their families there, while all the time retaining a strong link and affinity with Donegal. He said the signing of the Friendship Charter recognises and acknowledges those historical ties, while at the same time looking to future opportunities that will strengthen our educational, sporting, tourism and economic links.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, with the latest arrivals of men's, women's and kids' clothing from leading sports labels like Nike, Adidas and Under Armour.
It's 14 minutes past five and time for the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with soccer, and the EA Sports Cup continues tonight with holders Derry City welcoming Longford Town to the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium. With a busy schedule ahead over the next few weeks, changes are expected in the Derry camp. Jamie McDonough is available again after a four-game ban, while Patrick McLean could feature. The game is sandwiched between two Derby games. Last week, Derry defeated Sligo Rovers, and this coming Friday, they head to Ballybofey to play Finn Harps. Derry boss Declan Devine says Longford will provide a tough test.
It's a big fixture. It's a difficult fixture. I think Longford are a fantastic side with a fantastic manager. They play a really good brand of football, so it's an extremely difficult start to the campaign for us. But as you say, we've a very proud history in this competition. It's a trophy we want to do well on. It's sitting in the office here as we speak, and it's certainly one that we don't want to be handing back to another side. So, you know, we're fully aware of what we need to do to try and stay in the cup. But, you know, we got to make sure that we prepare as best we can. And we have, and the players have been brilliant. They've been fantastic. You know, we're looking to build momentum. It's a big week for us. We go to a Northwest Derby on Friday night, so, you know, this is a good opportunity for players to stake a claim for that game as well.
Also tonight, Shelbourne, they play UCD in that EA Sports Cup. The draw for the quarterfinals of that tournament will take place on Monday at 5 o'clock. It has been confirmed. Cross channel, Manchester United look to return to the Premier League's top four this evening. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's side will climb to third if they win at Wolves. Republic of Ireland defender Matt Doherty is expected to be recalled by the hosts, having been on the bench for their weekend defeat at Burnley. Fulham will be relegated if they lose against Watford at Vicarage Road tonight. In the Championship, Bristol City and Middlesbrough's fierce battle for a place in the playoff continues when they meet at the Riverside tonight. They're level in points and whichever team wins will go fifth in the league. Elsewhere, Swansea, they host Brentford, who are 9 points off the playoff positions with 8 games remaining. In some other news, Manchester City, they'll be without Sergio Aguero for tomorrow's Premier League match with Cardiff. Their top scorer hasn't trained since picking up an injury against Fulham on Saturday. City will go back to the top of the table with a win against the Welsh side. And Chelsea boss Mauricio Sarri says Callum Hudson-Odoi will probably make his first Premier League start for the club against Brighton tomorrow night. The 18-year-old winger was an unused sub in Sunday's win at Cardiff, despite impressing for England during the international break. And the president of the German Football Association has resigned in disgrace. Reinhard Grindel has ended his 3 years in charge of the DFB after he admitted accepting a gift of a €6,000 watch from UEFA vice president Harry Cirkus. Grindel says his behaviour was less than exemplary, but maintains it was a private gift of whose value he was unaware. During his tenure, Grindel helped Germany win the hosting rights of the Euro 2024, but also came in for criticism from Mesut Ozil, who accused the 53-year-old of overseeing a culture of institutional racism. In schools football today, the FAI Schools Minor Girls National Cup semi-final was played today. There was defeat for Carndonagh. It finished today. Clare Galway College 2, Carndonagh Community School 1. The game was played up in Sligo today. And in the FAI Minor Schools Ulster final today, it was Carndonagh Community School up against St. Columbus College of Stranorler. Well, St. Columbus College, they are the Ulster champions. They defeated Carndonagh by 5-1 at the Ryan McBride Stadium today. Tomorrow, the FAI Schools Minor B Girls National Cup final takes place. Colostia Alley of Letterkenny plays Rams Greens Community School. That game's played in Drogheda United's pitch tomorrow at 1 o'clock. In other news, former Ireland rugby international Nora Stapleton has been appointed the new Women in Sport lead at Sport Ireland. The Donegal native will be tasked with developing and promoting women and girls' involvement in sport. Stapleton will leave her current role as the IRFU Women's and Girls Rugby Development Manager to take up the position later this month. She is a holder of 2 Six Nations medal winners and won a Grand Slam title in 2013. Nora retired from international rugby at the end of 2017 Ladies World Cup with over 50 caps to her name. Elsewhere, Ireland captain Rory Best says he expects to be sidelined for around 6 weeks. The veteran hooker suffered an ankle ligament injury in Ulster's defeat to Leinster in the Heineken Champions Cup at the weekend. Best says there's no structural damage and he's targeting a return before the end of the season.
For me, it is about getting myself right to play rugby again. I think it was disappointing to limp off after, well, it was 16 minutes, but it really happened after 6 or 7, and I felt I didn't have the impact in the game for the next 10 minutes that I had in the first 6, so it was disappointing. But I want to get back playing rugby, you know, that's what we all, you know, I don't want to wait until August or September to play another rugby match. I want to get back as quickly as I can to play rugby and hopefully be part of an Ulster team that can push on and be better than we were on Saturday in terms of a result in a knockout game.
Rory Best there, he was unveiled today as the ambassador of Specsavers Audiologists' Don't Suffer in Silence campaign. Meanwhile, Jack McGrath says leaving Leinster for Ulster was a difficult decision. The Ireland loose head will leave the reigning European and Pro 14 champions at the end of the current season. McGrath says joining Ulster will help him continue to perform at the top end of the game. And golf, extra tickets are to go on sale for the Open at Royal Portrush. The capacity has been increased for all 4 days of the major, with the daily limit rising from 40,000 to almost 44,000. The extra tickets for the 148th Open will go on sale on the 15th of April. The first run of tickets, they sold out in record time. The Open takes place between the 18th and the 21st of July. It'll be the first time it's been played at the Northern Irish course since 1951. finally for this evening in snooker, Ken Doherty says he'll make a decision on whether or not to retire after this year's World Championships at the Crucible. The 1997 World Champion rolled back the years this morning to beat Mark Williams by 6-4 to reach the second round of the China Open. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, as part of Orange Cone Safety Zone Week, Donegal County Council has joined forces with other local authorities across the country to highlight the dangers that exist on a daily basis at road work sites. The local authority says each year there are hundreds of incidents that put road workers' lives at risk. Drivers are being urged to slow down and obey set speed limits at such sites. Brian O'Donnell, Road Safety Officer with Donegal County Council, says the message is simple.
This is a national campaign that's been coordinated by local authority road safety officers throughout the country, and we want to highlight the dangers that exist when at roadwork sites, cars going through roadworks not adhering to the speed limit, not adhering to a red stop sign or a flagman sign. So we're just appealing to motorists to slow down, adhere to the set speed limit at these sites, because lives are being put at risk by people not adhering to these signs. The road workers deserve to be in a safe place of work, similar to every other worker that's in our country. And we're just appealing to motorists to recognise that lives... Men are doing their work on a daily basis, and they're hoping that they are in a safe environment, and we're appealing to motorists to actually keep that a safe environment and not break any speed limits or put lives at risk.
And the country's newest millionaire has collected his cheque from Lotto HQ. 23-year-old Oran Doherty from Letterkenny in County Donegal bought his million-euro ticket in Barclays newsagents in Raphoe. The family arrived in style today after making the journey in a white Hummer. Oran isn't sure what he's going to spend his winnings on and says he's still in shock.
Oh, I don't know. We'll go for a wee holiday first. We'll take a month or so and we'll relax and we'll figure out then what we're going to do. But I just walked into a party. I didn't really realise at that point, but... I just scanned the ticket and I just said congratulations, but I thought I only won a couple of thousand, maybe, if anything, but I didn't realise it was going to be this kind of amount.
And for weather now, staying cold and blustery for the rest of the day with frequent heavy showers and fresh to strong and gusty northwest winds. Some of the showers may be wintry this evening with a risk of hail and thunder also, and lowest temperatures tonight of -1 to +2 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a second breast cancer surgeon is to be appointed to Letterkenny University Hospital on a permanent basis. The National Cancer Control Programme this afternoon confirmed the appointment in order to meet the needs of patients in Donegal and neighbouring counties, and says the recruitment process is underway. Gardaí are appealing for information after a number of homes in the Ballybuffet area were broken into last week. Two properties in the Back Rock Drive area were targeted in the early hours of Wednesday morning last. Meanwhile, on the same day in the Bridge Street area of Lifford, a business premises was broken into and ransacked. While the front door of a restaurant and a window of a beauty salon on the same street was smashed, however, no entry was gained to the properties. Serious concern has been raised over what's been described as a severe lack of supply of social housing in Donegal while the waiting list continues to grow. In a statement, the local authorities say that a variety of turnkey developments across the county are progressing, while a programme of single house acquisitions are also continuing. And a new friendship charter has been signed between Letterkenny Municipal District and West Dunbartonshire Council in Scotland. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 2nd of April. The death has taken place at the Foyle Hospice of Michael McDaniel, Jock. His remains are reposing at his brother Duncan McDaniel, Jock's residence at Carraray Road, Carndonagh, from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:30, going to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family Flowers Only, please, donations in lieu if desired to the Foyle Hospice, care of any family member or Pat Kelly Funeral Director. No mass cards, please. The death has taken place of Margaret Ellen Nellie Drain, formerly of 150 Ard O'Donnell, Letterkenny. Her remains are reposing at her daughter Mrs. Mary Gurley Gallagher's residence, 22 Muckish Avenue, Letterkenny. Removal from there tomorrow evening at 10 past 6, going to St. Eunan's Cathedral for 6:30, reposing overnight. Funeral Mass on Thursday morning at 10 o'clock in St. Eunan's Cathedral, with burial afterwards in the family plot at Conwell Cemetery. Family Flowers Only, please, donations in lieu if desired to Archview Lodge Nursing Home Comfort Fund, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Owen Gallagher, Cicely, Mean Moore, Dunlow. His remains will repose at his late residence from 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Rosary at 9 o'clock. Funeral Mass on Thursday morning at 11 in St. Columbus Church Acres, with interment afterwards in Belcridge Cemetery. House private today, please, and also on the morning of the funeral. Family Flowers Only, please, donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Sean Madlin, funeral director. The death has taken place of Damien McCarran, formerly of the Matador Bar Muff. Funeral from his home at 10 Lark Hill, Steelstown, Derry, on Thursday morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in Sacred Heart Church, Muff. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred in Nottingham, England, of John Joseph Doherty, Lynch, Craignahorna, Carndonagh. His remains are reposing at his home in Craignahorna, Carndonagh. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:15, going to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. The death has occurred of Billy Black, 36, Ardmacool, Stranorer. His remains are reposing at McCool's Chapel of Rest, Ballybuffet, with visiting time from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock this evening. Removal from there tomorrow at 12 noon for service of Thanksgiving at 12:30 at Stranorer Parish Church, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The death has taken place of Neil Doherty, Dutch, 4 Mountain View, West End, Bundoran, and formerly of Strabane. His remains will repose at his late residence until 10 o'clock this evening. House strictly private, please, at all other times. Removal tomorrow morning to arrive at the Church of Our Lady Star of the Sea, Bundoran, for Mass of the Resurrection at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in St. Ninan's Cemetery, Newtown, Bundoran. Family Flowers Only, please, donations in lieu if desired to Crumlin Children's Hospital, Dublin, care of the donation box at the family home and church, or to Conlon and Breslin funeral directors. The death has taken place of Sarah Dugan, Ardsmore, Gortha Hawk. Her remains are reposing at her son Patrick Pat Bond's residence at Ardsmore. Funeral from there tomorrow morning for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in Christ the King Church, Gortha Hawk, with burial afterwards in the adjacent cemetery. Rosary tonight at 9. House private, please, after the rosary and before the funeral tomorrow. And the death has taken place of Anya Friel, Cashel Prehan, Port Salon, Fannad. Anya's remains are reposing at her home. Removal tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to St. Columbus Church, Massmount, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass. Burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, towards the placement of a memorial bench for the Friel family, care of Annette Curran or McAteer funeral directors.